Beware, one can also harm oneself. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. We did not wrong them, rather they wronged themselves. Surah Hud 101. People tend first to blame other people rather than themselves whenever they encounter a difficulty. They maintain that they have made mistakes because of something done by other people, whereas they should be seeking the real problem within themselves, because the material and spiritual harm that one can inflict to one because the material and spiritual harm that one can inflict on oneself can assume far greater dimensions than that stemming from other people. Satan and lower self are entities specially created by God in order to test us. To the end of one's life, they strive to lead one into negativity, allowing oneself to be misled by any of the promptings of Satan or one's lower self can result in the very gravest harm. God has revealed in the Quran that everyone who seeks refuge in Him and who thinks in the light of the Quran can easily be saved from these negative promptings. Wasting time on false whisperings, negative feelings, and a mean dust inspired by Satan that shatters one's courage and leaves one in a state of bewilderment seriously impinged on one's physical and mental vitality, and most important of all, is incompatible with Quranic moral values. It is wrong for a believer to allow himself to be bound hand and foot by such a state of affairs that obviously originates from Satan. It is the height of stupidity to knowingly allow oneself to be drawn into a system that will conflict with Quranic moral values and do grave harm to one. Moreover, a believer has no time to waste on idle whisperings to invent artificial problems for himself and then seek to resolve them. The life of this world is very short, and believers' responsibilities do not permit them to waste time in this way. The existence of people all over the world who live far removed from the moral values of the Quran, and the fact that Muslims are oppressed in many parts of the world, sears the believer's conscience. He will refuse to waste even a single moment on the hollow fripperies of earthly desires.
www.harunyahya.com